West. Is it just posturing, or is an attack on the horizon? We're joined by international security expert Professor Alan DuPont. Professor, thank you for coming in this morning. Pleasure. What's going on behind the scenes? Where has all this come from?
Well, this is pretty typical of past North Korean behaviour. When they have a change of regime and we have a new leader in power now, Kim Jong-un, they tend to manufacture a crisis, one to boost his political constituency at home, so in other words, to take control of the military, and secondly, to try and get concessions from the West in terms of aid, and then you see it quieten down again, and then we see another crisis follow. It's more difficult and dangerous this time, though, because North Korea has nuclear weapons. It has the means of delivering them, these missiles. And also the South Koreans have made it clear that this time around they're not going to turn the other face. They're going to respond if they're attacked. So that makes it much more dangerous.
So who's in the firing line? Their missiles that they have, how far can they reach? And we do have a bit of a map here, depending on, I guess, which missile they're using.
Well, they have a range of missiles, but the one that they've just moved to the east coast are what we call medium-range missiles. They have a range of about 3,000 kilometres. That would take them to about northern Indonesia, maybe as far as Guam, where the US has a base, but not to continental United States. So they're the two missiles they've just moved to the east coast. Now, my view would be that they probably test fire one of these missiles close to Japan to demonstrate they're not going to be cowed by the West and by UN sanctions. And then hopefully they'll declare victory and go home. That's what we're all hoping, because we don't know what's going to happen because of the unpredictability of the situation. Kim Jong-un is an unproven leader, so we don't really know what's going to happen.
So even though there is quite an amount of posturing here, the danger is that you just don't know what this very strange country and this very strange family is going to do.
Well, I think that's true at one level. There is a measure of unpredictability about having a new leader, but let's understand that the North Koreans are rational. They're not going to commit suicide. And if they fired a nuclear weapon, that would be a suicide note effectively. So they are rational. In their calculation, the only card they have to play to get concessions from the West is their nuclear card. And they've played it very effectively.